We've all seen those small, abandoned gas stations along minor and major highways alike. They hearken to the days of full service and 20-cent gas. One group of women decided to bring such a station back to life. Their story is this edition of The American Countryside.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. The difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. Studies prove that reading to a child regularly dramatically improves reading skills. And kids who read well by third grade are four times as likely to graduate. So United Way is calling for 1 million volunteers over the next 3 years. We're asking you to step up, make a pledge, tutor a child who needs help, mentor a kid who needs someone on their side, volunteer to read to children, make a difference. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Entire communities improve. The path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Be a reader, tutor or mentor. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge. Go to liveunited.org now. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
They call her Melba the Mouth Rig, and she owns one of the oldest businesses in Galena, Kansas.
1929 is when the building was built. The first part was built in 1929, and the garage was added on.
That garage was added on to the filling station she owns in partnership. The building has many different enterprises over the years.
We're the only Canaltex gas station on Route 66. Canaltex stands for, of course, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. And then it was anything between a welding shop. Then I think the last thing it was, and that was really nasty in here, was a lawnmower shop.
Then the building was vacant, but Melba and others thought the place was worth saving.
The whole front was boarded up or rocked up. The windows had been shot out. We had ceilings falling in. It was a disaster in here.
So an effort was begun to bring the little gas station back to life. It was, after all, on old Route 66, and perhaps people would stop to see a piece of history.
Me and my sister have seen this building stand empty for years, and we knew the person who had it. And she kept bugging him and bugging him and bugging him to do it. So finally we decided, he finally let us rent it, and we decided we was going to make it an arts and craft, a farmer's market. It took us 6 months in the storefront and 6 months in the restaurant to bring it back to life.
But what Melba and her sister did not realize was the most valuable piece of the property was an old junked-out truck in front of the station. That turned out to be an icon for the business and the town. The identity of that truck is next time as we travel the countryside. In Galena, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.